Hey, everybody, please make sure to go ahead and rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks. 56, which was originally going to be a bonus episode for Sunday, but I figured since I'm doing bonus episodes every single week, might as well just have it be a regular daily. So hopefully that makes sense, but figured it was kind of unnecessary. So let's get to Kung Fu Panda 4. This one is in theaters, I think, still, and it's available on demand as well. It's directed by Mike Mitchell and Stephanie Stein. Mike Mitchell did the second Lego movie, the first Trolls, Shrek Forever After. It stars Jack Black, Awkwafina, Viola Davis, Dustin Hoffman, Bryan Cranston, James Hong, Ian McShane, and a few others. And the synopsis is, after Po is tapped to become the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace, he needs to find and train a new dragon warrior while a wicked sorceress plans to resummon all the master villains whom Po has vanquished to the spirit realm. So Kung Fu Panda, I like it. I think I just need to rewatch them all together because I feel like I haven't seen most of them for a long time. I never really saw them in theaters. I got to all of them pretty late. So this franchise is one that I'm a little distant on. And when I heard about this one, I didn't even realize it was coming out till probably a month before it was released. I love Jack Black, as I think most do. I think the animation style is amazing and just the overall concept is great. DreamWorks, it's hit or miss. I like Trolls, I like Shrek, How to Train Your Dragon, and I think this is a pretty solid franchise. Like, I don't think there's a real dud in there. So, being that I haven't seen the third one or any of them, as I said, for a little while, I went into this one fairly blind. And I think I'm sort of in the general consensus here. From what I can remember, this is by far my least favorite. I think it's all right. It was entertaining. It was short. It was charming. But I think this is a perfect example of when DreamWorks really sort of coasting along. Like, it does everything decently well to where there's nothing really offensive about it. But there's nothing all that memorable about it either. Like, I just watched it last night and I feel like I can remember almost nothing in terms of standout scenes. One thing that I will harshly criticize the franchise for is I don't think it's as laugh out loud funny as some of the other animated franchises that DreamWorks has done. Like, I think Shrek is way funnier. Trolls is maybe marginally funnier. How to Train Your Dragon. Like, I think despite it being a really good cast, voice cast, I love Jack Black. I think the humor in this whole franchise is a little lackluster. And I think this one, I never really laughed that often. And it was still fun. And it was breezy and lighthearted and easily digestible. But I was really hoping that this one would be, or I'm always hoping, that they're really funny. And that there's a lot of things that I really take from it. And in this one, I didn't really get that. It really felt a little obligatory, especially after it's been a few years, at least since the third one. I feel like they could have done more with the fourth film, either that or just not make it. So I think it is a little disappointing. Not that I had high expectations or anything, but I was hoping for more. But besides that, good things. The world building is awesome. Like, animation wise, the design of the world is amazing. It's gorgeous. It's one of the best looking animated franchises out there in terms of meshing fantastical worlds with a fairly grounded real world. I think all that looks amazing. And the score is excellent. I think the overall group of characters, like, it's a good comforting group to be in. Like, I like spending time with those characters, even if I don't love the movie. But one thing I will point out, and I think that at least on Letterboxd, I was reading a lot about this, that other people had the same opinion. As much as I love Awkwafina, I think she's very, very funny. And she's given some more dramatic roles that I think are great too. So I think she's very talented. I'm happy that she's getting so much work these days, but I'm getting so tired of hearing her be like a central voice character for an animated film. I feel like she's in every big animated movie aside from like Pixar stuff. And even like being in The Little Mermaid last year, she was the voice in that. And then it feels like every big one, she's in it. And while her performance in the context of one movie is good. It's always solid. There's only so much variety that you can give to wacky, comedic characters in animation to where your voice, and her voice is very distinctive. You can't really hide that, for better or for worse. It becomes repetitive and boring. And while I think that I liked her fox character in this, I was just constantly reminded, this is Awkwafina again. Like, of all the people, there are so many actors, comedic actors, that you could pick to give variety. And maybe she's a bit of a box office draw, but other than that, and she's talented, nothing against her personally, but I don't really understand why it's like absolutely necessary to cast her in every animated movie that comes out these days. And so that was probably my biggest issue, is I was getting very tired of that performance and having that voice constantly coming up, if that makes sense. So not a fan of that. The plot itself, not much to it. It's just good versus evil sort of thing. The action, it's okay. I think the sequence at the mountain bar, like tavern, was probably the best part of the movie. But other than that, not much really sticks out to me action-wise. So if you need something diverting, if you like the franchise, if you like DreamWorks, if you like Jack Black, Orny Bales in the cast, it's not that bad. I think you could do a lot worse, and it gets the job done. Because I do like the franchise, and I think that with something like this, there are really endless possibilities with what you could do story-wise. So I'm hoping that if they do a fifth one, they improve that, whether it's a writing issue, a directing issue, studio issue, I don't know. But definitely my least favorite, as I said, of the franchise so far. So that is a 3 out of 5.